major correction.
I guess it was Sunday night. Sunday night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, I couldn't sleep. I might have slept half an hour. And it began to dawn on me that 2020 that we're talking about, I knew it's wrong. It wasn't right. And I spent all night trying to figure out what went wrong. And I realized, like I say, it dawned on me. It wasn't not the Lord showing me, just something began to dawn on me, knowing the turn of events that's supposed to happen. That Yom Kippur that we're talking about, then the grace age, it's not going to happen in 2020. That's one thing I didn't know. That's why I couldn't sleep. So over and over in my mind, you know, I just had to eat crow all night. Just going to have to go back and correct it and say, hey, I was wrong. So I'm between eating crow and trying to figure out what I did wrong. I'm just going to sleep. Maybe I slept half an hour, I guess. But I could not figure out what I did wrong. I knew I was wrong, but I didn't know where I was wrong. I knew the 63 was right. The midnight cry was exactly right. February 28th. And I knew the 1906 was right, because that's where I got this 2020 from. Got to explain to you where I got the 2020 from. There's got to be something I have to follow. And for those that are in the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, they know exactly what the midnight cry is. It's when God came down, and we hear to Brother Branham the opening of the six seals, the opening of the six seals. And for those that are ignorant of that, the grace age, it's divided into seven church ages. There's 2,000 years of grace given to the Gentiles. When the Jews rejected Jesus and crucified him, then God opened up the grace age for the Gentiles to bring out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's divided into seven church ages, the first one being Ephesus, and the last one being Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in Laodicea, so we're talking about Laodicea now. And the 1906 is when Laodicea church age began. And the middle of Laodicea is, that the scripture says, at midnight there was a cry. That happened in 1963 when that cry went forth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. And I knew that, so I did the calculations with the math. I did the math, and I began to subtract 1906 from 1963, and I come to 57. You can do that yourself. You could take what we're saying here, and you can walk through this thing yourself. All I had coming from the Lord. Now this was coming. This came from the Lord directly to me at midnight. There was a cry. The Lord opened up that midnight cry to me. That's the key word for the end time. And then, of course, I knew it happened in 63.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Laodicea began in 1906. So I just see the two figures. Great tree can pretty much do that. All you got to do is subtract the two, and you will come up with 57. You can try it on your computer, on your calculator. And then you add 57 years to 63, and you'd come up with 2020. That's what I did. And that's why I spent all night trying to figure out what did I do wrong, because I knew these two numbers were right. And I couldn't come up with nothing. And where I went wrong. It wasn't until when I woke up in the morning and I sat down at the table and began to do the math. Because during the night, I was completely blank. I couldn't come up with no figure of none kind where I went wrong. Because calculating, I even did it in my head already. I've done this oftentimes. 73, 15, 1963 minus 1906 is 57. Yet 57 to 63 comes to 2020. But yet it's wrong. It dawned on me during the night, it's wrong, it's not right. So I knew I did something wrong. I knew the figures were right. I knew the numbers were right. And then as soon as I got up, I went to the table and took a pen and a paper. And then I realized I count, when you do the math, the calculating, I counted 63 twice. That's where I lost that 1 year. And then you reminded me of something. And I told you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, I don't know, what did you say? How did you see it? Like.
Well, I had a dream a week before, and I told you about it. We were sitting in this room, and we were giving a circular object with three clocks in there, with three times, clock times in that circle. And once I got that, it was something that everybody wanted to receive. And once I got it, I knew I had the time. I had the picture of the time. It was something you really wanted. It was something you wanted.
Yeah.
And once you got it, you were happy that you got it.
You know you had it.
You know you had it. So I told you when I woke up about a dream and I couldn't make sense of it, what the dream would mean. And then you said to me, well, it will manifest itself. And slowly it started manifesting itself, what that dream meant. When you couldn't sleep on Sunday night, and you got up and said, well, you don't know where you went wrong with the calculation. So we went back to the drawing table. What are we missing? What are we missing from this picture? Because we know the dates. 1906 is the year that the Church of Laodicea started, because that was given to Brother Branham by that angel. It was revealed to him. So that number is concrete. It's not something that anybody thought up on its own. It's from heaven. And we know in 1963 is when that midnight happened. In Sabaea, Canaan, up in the mountains, when God opened up the six of the seven seals in the book of Revelation. Up until then, those seals were sealed shut. They were like in a scroll with a seal on there, and they were not open. You could go, even Brother Branham, he tried to go into the book of Revelation, and he did it all wrong. He had to redo it after it was revealed to him. God opened it up at a certain time frame, and that was February 28, 1963. So we know those two numbers are definite. But what were we missing with the calculation we were doing in subtracting those two numbers and then adding the 57 to 63 coming up to 2020? So we went back to the drawing table. You have to start from 1906, count that year until 1963, and you'll come up with the 57 years in that. That brings you to the midnight. And then you have to add 50. That you have to take from, start another tally, another count from 64 and add the 57 years, and you come to 2021. Those three clocks that I saw that was given to me in that dream were three times within that church. It was the beginning, the middle, and the end. That so, those represents those times.
So in the dream you said to yourself, I got it.
Yes.
So,
and it was like you were given, it was something you wanted to receive.
Yeah.
And once you got it, you had it.
You said something, you had a dream 6 years ago or something to that.
Yes. Thing. Yeah, I had a dream like 5 years ago. We were still trucking. And in the dream, we came to that it was almost like a deja vu kind of thing when you got up on Monday morning and you said you couldn't sleep. You came to the, it dawned on you, you came to the realization that 2020 is not the end of the grace age, that like we were saved. So we had to go back to the drawing table. But I had that dream 5 years ago. I never told you about it until 3 days ago. I told you about it, that I had this dream 5 years ago before you had this experience a Sunday night. I had this dream. It was exactly the same kind of feeling that we had Monday morning when we woke up. And it dawned on us, 2020 is not the year. And that's the dream I had 5-6 years ago when we were trucking. I had this dream. It dawned on us that something, we did something not right. So that's what I...
I know, all night long I was telling you. Yeah, you want to be right. But... all night long I was eating crow. Like, I got to go back to tell people I'm wrong. You know, nobody likes to do that. But I tell you what, I'd rather tell people I'm wrong than
mislead
people. I'd rather eat crow than mislead people,
that's,
you know.
Right.
And all night long. And then, when between eating crow and trying to figure out the number, I could not come up with no... where I made a mistake, as long as I was in bed. It wasn't until I got up, sat down at the table, and I realized I'm counting 63 twice. But I got to explain it to people. I can't just say, go out there and say, oh, I counted 63 twice. I got to walk them through it. And I'll say this. I know there's people, they're going to be glad that I'm wrong, you know. There's just all kinds of people out there. There's the critics. Then there's the fault finders. But then there's that other one, that third one, that third person that has a concern for his eternal destiny. That looks at the figures and he goes back and he seeks out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Because he's got the figures now.
And he searches
the scripture, he searches it out himself. Well, that's the one we're after. It's that unique one, that kernel. We want that girl. We don't want that chaff. That chaff, the fault finder, he will always be a fault finder. And the critic, he will always be a critic. But it's that other one. And I saw it when I got up and we sat down at the table. And, of course, I'm still eating crow. I'm still kind of embarrassed with myself that I have to do that, you know. But I tell you what, I'll gladly eat crow if I can get the answer, you know.
Exactly.
I
got to
have the answer right.
Exactly.
This has got to be spot on right. Because there's people out there, they're going to get it. And there's, like I say, the critics, they'll always criticize. The fault finders, they'll always find fault. But that, it's that other one. And I've seen it, and it was like, I have to paraphrase it. Sam, I'm letting you walk through this. Because it's that seed that we want. That individual that is going to not be lazy, he's going to go out there and seek his own salvation with fear and trembling. That's the one we want. That's that genuine bride seed. That's the one we're trying to get. That's the reason for this whole process. That's the reason for this website, for this message. And now I see that as it began to dawn on where we made a mistake. Instead of calculating, we have to do the count. And that's what that one individual is going to do. He's going to go and check it out himself. He's going to do the count. He's going to do the calculating and it come up with 2020. And then at the same time when he's done, you know, by now 2020 is wrong. He's going to do the count and it'll come up with 2021. And then that's what you saw. That's why you got so excited. I got it. I got it. I know it's right. Because you were given 3 clocks within that circle. That circle represents Laodicea. Within that circle, there's 3 clocks. And if I have to paraphrase it, on that one clock is 1906. On the other clock is 1963. And to get it right, on the third clock would be 2021. That's what it would be. 2020 would not be right.
No.
You would not be able to say, I got it. You have to say 2021. But you have to do the count. You have to do the tally. And like I say, it's that it got me excited when I got up and I saw that turd. I saw these critics, eh? Mm-hmm. They're that chaff around that kernel. Mm-hmm. And I saw that fault finder, you know? Mm-hmm. But what excited me was that real, genuine individual. That's what God is trying to draw out through that. The Lord allowed all this to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. I was convinced to some degree I wasn't, because my calculation fits. And you could go do it. You can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. You could take a calculator and you can calculate. You got two numbers. You subtracted one number from the other. Mm-hmm. And of course you come up with 57. Then you add 57 onto 63. And of course you come up with 2020. And it's wrong.
Yeah.
Simply because you're actually counting 63 twice. You have got to do the count. It wasn't until you sat down. It took us pretty all day. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is, 2 months ago, this wasn't even an issue.
Yes.
And, but that last night, Sunday night, I couldn't sleep. It became an issue. It dawned on me that this is wrong. 2 months ago, it wasn't wrong. So I had no reason to do all this calculating. Or math, but that's the key here. Now I know. Now I know 2020 is wrong.
Yeah.
Now I know. I know the answer now. Mm-hmm. But I got the. I know 20. It's 2021 because I know 63 is right, and I know 1906 is right, and I know 2020 is wrong. Mm-hmm. So it can only be 2021. Mm-hmm. And I guess what the Lord was trying to die. He was showing you a week ago and 5 years ago already what's this conversation we're having now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you spent all day yesterday trying to simplify and you came up with the conclusion you have got to do the tally.
Yeah.
You got to start at 1906 day one, 1907
year
day
two.
and et cetera till you hit 63 and you come up with and I come to 57. Mm-hmm. Then you start at 64 and you do the tally again and you come up to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, but I did what I'm sure everybody else will go out and do. They'll just do the math with with a calculator and they'll all come up with 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And God is so precise. Math and God is so exact.
Yeah.
That it's... But see, it's a hidden number. It's a hidden factor here.
Yes.
Because of the calculator. Yeah, I'm okay with being wrong. Because if you would have seen that nugget, that person that God is trying to bring out of you, I'll eat crow for 10 years,
exactly.
Need be. As long as I get that one individual, that genuine, true seed of God, that one is all worth it, you know?
Yes.
And he's going to get it. The critic, he'll never get it. The fault finder will never get it. Mm-hmm. But that, like I say, that individual, that's what God is trying to get out through all this process here. Mm-hmm. People from all over the world, they see this. There's 7 continents. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put this on there too. And there's, just another guy shouting wolf, wolf.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God is testing. God is screening. God is purifying. God is... What he's doing with this website here, he's with this conversation we're having here now, he's observing everything because he wants that seed. He wants that bride, that kernel. He wants that kernel. Mm-hmm. Like as it was when it went in the ground, the same thing will come back out again.
That's right.
And then, like I saw it. Like I'm not trying to give myself a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I was eating crow all night.
Mm-hmm.
And between eating crow, I was trying to find where I went wrong, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, like I say, I went up to the table and sat down with a piece of paper and a pen, and it pretty well immediately dawned on me, like, Sam, you're counting the 63 twice.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I explain it? I can't just go say, I'm counting 63 twice. Mm-hmm. It's not really it's kind of a bit of a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back, and like you were saying, you're the one that had a dream about the club.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that that said, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening what you're going to come up with. And you have to go back and do the tally.
Mm-hmm.
1906, 1907, 1908. And if that one genuine seed of God is going to, he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get it. Just like you said, I got it. And he's going to get it. And he's going to be rest assured in his heart and his soul and his old me. 2021 is the end of the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
And you even went, see what I'm trying to say? We're not into this rapture thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture will take care of itself.
That's right.
This is the determination, what determines whether you will be in a rapture.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Within this grace age, you just,
you make sure you're doing what needs to be done within, before the Yom Kippur. Because the Yom Kippur is what we're after, what the disciples asked Jesus, will you at that time again restore Israel?
Yes.
And he said, it's not for you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be paraphrasing it. It's not for you guys to know because you're not going to be living in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a people that's going to be living in that time frame. It's for them to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for them to, this very conversation we're having here, it's for them to know what? It's for them to know when he will again restore Israel. And when he restores Israel, I started back at the turn of the century,
mm-hmm.
but when he's going to restore Israel is when he comes and reveals himself to the Jews. And when he does that, that's Yom Kippur,
mm-hmm.
the real Yom Kippur. That how you pronounce Yom Kippur? That's the, when that happens, there is no more grace for the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
The grace age is over,
mm-hmm.
and God's done dealing with the Gentiles. The Gentile days number, and he goes back to the Jews for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 7 years, there's 75 days. And then once the 75 days are on, Jesus comes back, and the millennium is on.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. And see, when you had a dream, you got it, you know. You got that whole picture now,
mm-hmm.
the time.
Yeah.
It's all about time.
Yeah.
Now you got it.
I didn't know what it meant like at the time, like a week ago. I just told you about it.
Well, I told you it'll manifest itself
mm-hmm.
as time, because I know how dreams work.
Yeah.
If it's kind of vague, well, time goes on, it manifests itself. And what your dream was waiting for was for me to have this all night grumbling with myself, eating crow all night,
mm-hmm.
and going back and trying to figure out, what did I miss? I couldn't come up with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was frustrated with myself. It wasn't, like I said, until I got up, sat down at the, first I had to tell you about it, and then sat down at the table and did the math, and then finally you come up with the tally thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, that genuine one, I saw it. God is after that genuine one.
Mm-hmm.
Trash will be trash. You can't make something out of trash. And a critic will be a critic,
mm-hmm.
like I said. And a fault finder, he will be a fault finder.
Yeah.
It's still like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to get that good guy out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the one I want to spend eternity with.
Mm-hmm.
That good one. That he's got a kindred spirit like us. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's going to seek his own salvation with fear and trembling. He's not going to find fault with everything you do and say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, I was kind of. Yeah, nobody wants to eat crow, but I don't mind eating crow.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I get it right.
Yeah,
this getting it right overrides everything else, you know?
Exactly.
And now it makes sense. Now,
mm-hmm.
now we've had this conversation. We'll have to put it on major correction, or unless there's a different word
mm-hmm.
that you know of. This is a major correction.
Mm-hmm.
Eating crow session, you know? Whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it is, and that's, we send all these books out, we send all this out, but there's that even if they don't hear this conversation, what happened,
mm-hmm.
that one individual, he's going to do what we're doing. God might, if he's real genuine,
mm-hmm.
God might give him a same dream. There's something wrong here, something is not adding up. By now, everybody knows it's not going to be 2020, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing. You might think, yes, people are scared 2020, it might happen, might not. Now they figure it's not happening. Now they got another lease on life to go out and shout, you know,
mm-hmm.
and tempt God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got another year to mess around with.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't work that way.
No.
It does not work that way. You just
you just got
another year. You just got 2021. You got another year. The grace age is another year instead of 2020 is 2021. But you can't take a chance at that. I got another year chance to go out and mess up and sin. Mm-hmm. I can still live in sin for a year. But you don't know, like for myself, I can't take a chance because I can still be cut up. And just for the sake of the conversation, what requires from me to be in that bride, I gotta go down to 157 pounds. Mm-hmm. I only got 10 more pounds to go.
Mm-hmm.
12 pounds to go. But if I don't make that 157, I'm just as lost as anybody. I miss the rapture. I miss being in the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is with a lot of people. There are certain conditions that they have to meet
mm-hmm.
to get in that bride. Some have missed it. Some have reached a point of no return. They have already forfeited their opportunity to ever be part of the bride
mm-hmm.
because they could not meet the conditions. Back when the Lord confronted them with a certain condition, He confronted me with a certain condition in the past, and I'm on route, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if at any time I'll pack it in,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to miss it. I'm not going to be part of that. And there's people out there, God required from them certain, I can mention names, but I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They, each and everybody knows in his own heart what he needs to do
mm-hmm.
to be part of that bride. I know what I have to do. That other person knows what he has to do. But I know people out there, they forfeited that opportunity to be in that bride.
Yeah.
See, there's nowhere in the Bible that you can find where there's a time set when these foolish came and said, Lord, open up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a time set. There is a time set when the grace age is over and then they come.
It's a lot to do with conditions, eh? Meeting conditions.
Yeah, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
You got to meet the condition
yeah.
that draw God requires from you.
Mm-hmm.
And God requires from me, the condition He requires from me is not to walk around with 100 pounds overweight
mm-hmm.
because I'm bringing a reproach to His name.
Yeah.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
I've been doing. And for 10 years, a lot of me deal with it to get your weight down because I cannot... You're contradicting. You're trying to go tell people what they need to do when you yourself are not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the condition required from me is to get down, as He showed me. He showed me what I should look like. What He expects of me is to get your weight down. Now, for that other person, he's got different issues.
Mm-hmm.
He might have whatever. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
With me, if I just pack it in and forfeit this thing, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no set date set when that will be. It's a condition mm-hmm. I have to meet. And like I say, that other person, if he meets the condition, then he is en route to the bride.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a certain condition. And we discussed it about this one guy. All he had to do was hand me over his visa card. That's all God ever required from him. And this other person, all he had to do was do this and that. That's all God required of that person. Then God will see to it that he somehow makes it into that bride. And like I say, there is no set time when the cutoff is for you to be in that bride. It's your condition. It depends on the condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it depends on the weight condition.
Mm-hmm.
And for other people, I know quite a few people that already forfeited their opportunity to ever be part of the bride. Where they'll come up, I don't know. That's what I see. Don't take a gamble and say, oh, I got another year to be messing around with. You don't, because you don't know if
mm-hmm.
if tomorrow is not the condition that cuts you off
mm-hmm.
and puts you into outer darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one place you don't want to go, is outer darkness.
That's right.
But that's just... I don't mind. Actually, when you see what I see now, I love eating crow.
Yes, you know, there's totally nothing wrong with it. You
yeah.
know, as long as you can get the real picture out to people for their understanding and for their benefit. What's eating crow? It's nothing. It's
yeah.
nothing. If you, like, it's just the pride of things, you know, and that's, it's just putrid pride. So.
Well, that should pretty much explain it all. I'm not making an excuse. It's just the way the Lord deals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you had a dream 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
then you had it a week ago, and I couldn't make sense. I was only half listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just simply told you, well, it'll manifest itself. Well, now it's serious. Now I had an all-night thing. It wasn't mm-hmm. a dream. I was wide awake. I couldn't sleep. It was, like I say, it dawned on me.
Mm-hmm.
It came head to head with this thing is not right.
And we cannot change the scripture to prove our point and pull our way through.
Yeah.
You know, you have to come up to the realization that, you know what, we did something wrong. We need to find out what we're missing and go back to the drawing table and find out what we missed and what we are not seeing here. And then...
And I couldn't find it until I mentioned to you. When I got up, I told
mm-hmm.
you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minute I told you about it, it slowly began to dawn on me again. Like I say, I counted 63. When you do the calculating, mm-hmm. I counted 63 twice. Mm-hmm. Well, you can. There's people on this internet that list us. You'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like I say, that other one, he's not going to get it because he doesn't want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that real one, he wants to be right. Mm-hmm. When he knows the figure, once we explain it, he knows the 1906 is right. He knows the 63 is right because it's all in that book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are in that book. You didn't just throw the whole book out.
Yeah.
You take what's there and you do your own math, you know.
Yes.
And you come up with the same thing we're coming out. You'll run into trouble. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's people that look at it and it looks good, but it's wrong. Mm-hmm. 2000 is wrong. 2020 is wrong.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on, but we finally got it. We put all the data that we had together.
Mm-hmm.
The dream from 5 years, 6 years ago dream, the week ago dream, and all, and me not sleeping all night, eating crow,
mm-hmm.
and then me sharing it with you, and then sitting down at the table and putting all this data, so to speak, into the computer, and out we come with the real three clocks, 1906, 1963, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect picture. Yep.
That's the Laodicea clock.
Yeah, the circle is Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
The clock is 1906 when it started. The 1967. The second clock is the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the third clock is the end of it.
Yeah. And they were all like spaced, you know, how you can only...
Three,
perfectly separated from each other. Apart from each other, like that's how they were situated.
Right.
And they were actually clocks of time.
Yeah.
And that represents there's the time.
This is not the rapture.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not the rapture.
We're not into the rapture thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture thing is a distraction.
It is.
Everybody, rapture, you pre-trib rapture, post-trib rapture. I'm not into the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to the end of the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to the restoration of Israel, because that was asked, will you at that time restore Israel? That's what you and I are into. The rapture will take care of itself if I meet the conditions. And if I don't meet the conditions, I end up in outer darkness. Just that simple. So this is not to do with the rapture. This has got nothing to do with the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This has simply got to do with the restoration of Israel.
Yeah.
But the true Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And those feasts and the Bible, they are so close to the heart of God.
They are.
They cannot be messed with. The five have happened.
The sixth one is the Day of Atonement. That's when the Jews will recognize.
So five have happened. The fifth one was at the turn of the century, the trumpets, right?
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing. It turned at the turn of the century when the rabbis started going around the world calling the Jewish people to go back to their homeland.
Mm-hmm.
That started in the 1900s. And it's still in process, right? Because it's in the seventh month when it started. When you go to the feast, the seventh month, which is represents the seventh church age, right? So in the seventh church age, the rabbi started going out and calling people to go back to their homeland. And then in the seventh church age, also the seventh month is when the Day of Atonement.
Yeah, the Yom Kippur, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the Day of Atonement it's not going to be this year. We had it. We had our flights booked in our motel. Good thing this coronavirus came and we canceled everything mm-hmm. because we couldn't go there anyway. Mm-hmm. We'd have gone there for nothing.
Yeah, big time.
And waste of time and money.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything turned out all right because it's not going to be this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what will be next year.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets a very beautiful picture once you see it.
And then when you put it together with world events, with the election coming up in the United States and the fighting that's going on and how the Democrats are going to do everything they can to stop Trump. And you're going to see a lot happening in those months come November because the devil can only play dirty. So that's mm-hmm. what they're going to do. They are going to play really dirty because the devil knows his time in America is over. So he is going to...
He's not going to go out without a fight.
Yes, and then you're going to see George Washington at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go over to Israel when Brother Jackson had that dream where he saw Michael going from the United States of America going over to Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see that miracle war transpiring that Brother Jackson had in his dream, like... If you ever listen to Showdown and Sundown, the events that he saw are so realistic and so alive and real. He almost thought it's going to happen the next day. That's how real it were to him. But that's how prophetic works. God shows you something, it is so real. It almost looks like it's going to
already,
be.
It's already happened.
Yes, but it takes time for it to be transpire.
Like when the Lord gave me that song about Ziehen, Klapp, wie dann zum Schmerz. And that was back 5 years ago.
Oh, seven.
7 years ago, I thought Israel's going to be restored. We got to sing that song. It's a prayer. It's going to happen this year yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's been 7 years ago, and it's still not Israel's still not being restored.
Mm-hmm.
It's en route.
It's en route, yeah.
And if you go read that song, Ziehen, Klapp, wie dann zum Schmerz. I think it's translated in English too.
Yes, it is.
And it's like a prayer, like I had it 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were on the ferry, and I said, you know, we need to pray. We need to go back and pray. And then we prayed. Or did I say that as we were driving? Oh, yeah, as we were driving, I said, we need to sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Clap Me Dance and Smash. It was around noon or something. I just couldn't get away from that song.
We got off that ferry at, when was it? 3 o'clock?
Oh, man, a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're going on. We're moving ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's good we got that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another year where, you know, there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you say, then that year, many things will manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to... I know a lot of guys throw it in my face.
Yes,
well, that's all right. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'd rather be right than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we couldn't have this conversation yesterday. Because we spend all day doing the math,
mm-hmm.
eh? I knew pretty much right away. But you see, you got to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't explain it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to push it off till Sunday because mm-hmm. God might have something else
for
us to
Sunday,
talk. So,
and then you want to do it as soon as you can.
Yeah, when it's so fresh.
Yes, and like as soon as to do a correction. You want to make a correction as soon as you know that you are, something's not right. You want to do the correction as soon as you can in order to help people.
But see, the devil doesn't want us to have to, he doesn't want us to do this correction thing. And if you push it off, you might steal it away from him.
Yes, yeah.
And you kind of... So that's I just thought we should have it better that way. Then you can, if you want, you can correct it and put it on a website before whatever. Major correction of magnitude. Like I said, I wish I could transmit the picture I saw. I saw the critic, I saw the fault find, but I want that. I saw that genuine guy. The guy you want to spend eternity with. The real jewel in the hands of God. That's the one we're after. Yeah, that individual that I saw, he'd be doing exactly what we're doing. He's going to check it out to see if these things be so. He's going to do the math. He's not going to sit down and criticize and find fault. He's going to do because there's something inside of him. There's something... He wants that life in Christ.
That's right.
And he wants to be right with the scriptures. And he'll go that extra mile, and he'll sit down and he'll do the math. And he's the kind of a person that I want to be in fellowship with. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have to have watch your back to see if you get stabbed in the back.
That's right.
Being taken advantage of. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's good, Heavenly Father, we just had a little conversation of your word, and I give you thanks that you didn't let me sleep all night, eat and crow, and let me know, Lord, I'm sure you had some part in it, that this 2020 thing is not right, and we got to the bottom of it, and we went back to the drawing board, and now we got it down pat, and we just give you thanks for it. Pray, Lord, you lift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.